From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. This week, Copenhagen takes its place along Kyoto in our climate change vocabulary. It's important to remember the U.S. did not sign on to the Kyoto Protocol. Still, some American cities have tried to follow its lead anyway. They've been looking for ways to cut their greenhouse gas emissions enough to meet what would have been the U.S. target. NPR's Martin Kasi explores how much these voluntary efforts have achieved in one city.
Inside a Seattle parking garage, an electric car slaloms through a course of orange cones. The manufacturer is giving rides to local reporters.
I'll give you a rundown on the shifter here.
These alternative energy car press conferences are getting kind of routine here in Seattle. First it was biodiesel, then plug-in hybrids. Now this mass-market electric car, which Nissan is launching here next year. Seattle Mayor Greg Nickels rarely misses these events.
Today, as we stand here, we are making great progress. Yesterday, I was very pleased to announce that the city of Seattle has measured its emissions, and in 2008, we've met the Kyoto reductions.
Seattle has been calculating its emissions since 2005, not just for city-owned infrastructure, but for everybody who lives here. Jill Simmons worked 6 months collecting data from utilities, traffic monitors, and other sources to produce the best possible estimate.
The exciting story, I think, is that it's showing that a city can grow because we've grown in population, we've grown in jobs, we've grown in housing. So a city can grow and still shrink its carbon footprint.
The biggest savings come from stricter building codes and cleaner power. The city-controlled electric utility is required to avoid buying power from coal and other fossil fuels. Most electricity here comes from hydroelectric dams, so that wasn't as great a challenge as it would be elsewhere, but it still required some aggressive conservation. Heavy industry's record is even better. There, the report shows a 30% cut in greenhouse gases since 1990. And yet, Seattle is no ecotopia. This is still a city where you can see people idling their cars in the morning for 10 minutes just to clear the frost from their windshields.
I would venture to guess that not much has changed at this intersection.
Watching the traffic outside his favorite coffee shop in West Seattle, Spencer Reeder has to admit that in some ways, it's still 1990 here. It's a car-dependent town. While other sources of carbon have been cut, transportation emissions are still growing. And that's actually forced a small rebound in the city's total emissions in the last 3 years. Reeder, who works on climate change policy for the Washington State Department of Ecology, says those numbers are sobering.
We recycle more than most any city in the country. We do a lot of things well, and yet our emissions have not reduced that much. So now what?
At the same time, Reeder says Seattle should take some satisfaction in the fact that it's cut its totals compared to 20 years ago, even as state and national totals have grown. To Mayor Nickels, that's the point of these calculations, letting people know what they've achieved.
We want them to know that their collective action is making a difference and that we can measure that difference.
Nickels has a politician's understanding of the importance of keeping people engaged in this seemingly unattainable long-term goal of stabilizing the climate. Since 2005, he's led an effort to get other cities to take the Kyoto Pledge, and more than 1,000 have signed up. But Judy Greenwald of the Pew Center on Climate Change says there's no way to get a similar progress report for the combined effect of all these voluntary efforts.
I think conceptually it would be good to know in the aggregate how well we're doing so far. But unfortunately, I think we only know anecdotally and we know about particular actors and particular jurisdictions.
The cities that do count their emissions use a variety of standards. For instance, Seattle counts residents' air travel, while other cities don't. That means there's no carbon equivalent to the national debt clock. Americans who voluntarily reduce their carbon footprint have to operate on faith that it's having an effect. Just how much of an effect? Even the experts can't say. Martin Kasti, NPR News, Seattle.